Hey, when the Preds have a game day this or a weekday game this season, it's your chance to participate in Preds Pick the Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. If you guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game that night, you win a Preds prize pack. Next chance to participate is tomorrow morning at 8:45, so make sure you're tuning in for that. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee, and it is time for our weekly visit. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com, and bring in Matt Duchesne, Predator Cinnamon, brought to you by Gary Ashton Remax Advantage and Two Rivers Ford. Matt Duchesne, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Matt, let's start with the Super Bowl, because we've been talking about it all week long here on the show. Number one, did you watch the Super Bowl? What was that viewing experience like this year? And what do you think of, as a fellow athlete, what do you think of Tom Brady winning his seventh title of the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yeah, we just we kept it pretty low-key. Obviously, we're not able to have like a team party this year, just with everything going on COVID-wise, but yeah, I watched the game, and yeah, it's incredible what he's done. I remember when he signed there, and people were saying they were Super Bowl contenders or whatever, and I was kind of like, ah, really? Like, you know, he's 43, his best years are probably behind him, and then he goes out and wins it. I mean, it's just incredible. I think it showed, you know, how much of it was him in New England that whole time, and I know there was always the debate between him and Belichick, and you know, Belichick's an unbelievable coach as well, but, you know, it's just amazing that Brady could go and just completely change the team around single-handedly. That hadn't been the playoffs very much, and I don't even remember when the last time they were in the playoffs was, or when that was, and, you know, he goes and plays like that this year, and they had a tough start, you know, as a group, and just trying to get all the new pieces, and he just comes in and does that. It's pretty unbelievable.
So, Matt, where is this Predators team right now in terms of confidence, I guess in terms of, you know, outlook, viewpoint? I mean, obviously a couple real rough losses here to Tampa Bay, who we all know is a very good team. We also know you guys had a players-only meeting, and you know, I mean, Roman Yossi kind of made it clear you guys don't want to necessarily talk about the contents of that meeting, but do you think it was productive and that – it will have any kind of positive impact?
A lot of good questions, I guess. Yeah, we're in a tough spot right now. We've scored three goals in the last three games. You can't win like that. Bottom line, Tampa's a heck of a team, but when we're healthy, I think we have on paper, we're just as good. And, you know, it's about, you know, taking it from the paper to the ice. And, yeah, I mean, we don't have much going for us right now offensively, and you know, there's a lot of things we're doing well, and but at the end of the day, you score one goal a game, what are you going to do? You can't win like that. So I'm not too sure what the answer is, but, you know, the nice thing is we get to go right back at it tomorrow.
And what about that players-only meeting? Like, can you tell us anything about that?
No, that's between us.
Matt, offensively, you mentioned, you know, one goal a game recently. What are you seeing out there offensively? Because like you mentioned, there are times where you are generating chances. As a player, how do you find a way to take those chances and convert them into goals on a more consistent basis? I know that's something that y'all have talked about all season long.
Yeah, I think we, up until the last three games, we were generating quite a bit. And it was one of those situations where the finish just wasn't there. But we were, you know, there were, the last three games have not been good. It just feels like we're not generating what we need to score goals. And I feel like we're a little disjointed between forwards and D in the O zone. I think we're fine pretty much until we get in the O zone, and we're able to hold the puck. I think we actually had more zone time than Tampa last night. Some of the finer stats are interesting. I mean, we had zone time in the first two periods, and the last period, I'm not sure how that shook out, but you can't just hold the puck and play keep away. You gotta make plays, and I think right now that we're not maybe working as a five man unit the way we should be, and yeah, we got to figure it out. I mean, it's a short season, and the nice thing is you play your own division so much that you can climb pretty quick. And, you know, while we're not where we want to be record-wise, it's very salvageable. But we got to figure it out. I mean, I haven't seen too many situations like this in my career where a team is so dry offensively, and it's demoralizing. And you know, at the same time, you know, it's a chance to get better and grow. And I think that's the attitude we got to have. And we got a 2-game set against Detroit. You know, Tampa's got our number right now. We'll put that aside. We played them a lot in the last little bit. We'll put that to the side for now, and we'll get ready for a different team here coming in, and one we haven't played yet.
Yeah, you mentioned the 5-man chemistry there, Matt. So, because obviously, at times that we've talked about your own game, you've had a lot of chances early, just not able to get them home. Now you've got a few home, but when you talk about that chemistry in the O zone, like, how do you work on that? Yeah, is it one of those things where the more guys play together, like either on the same line or whatever the case may be, that should improve? Or like, how do you in the middle of a season, when something is going this way, how do you try to fix that?
Well, obviously you got to make adjustments to your plan when it's not, you know, going the way that it's supposed to. I think guys as individuals need to talk about, you know, what their plan is per line. For me, I mean, I always try and talk with the guys on my line and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. It's not like you deviate from the game plan or anything, but you have certain things that work and that, you know, each player's strengths. And, you know, I've played with Granlund a lot, for example, and he and I have good chemistry because we talk about the game and we talk about what we want to do, and we can really read each other out there. And that's why we're able to, you know, provide some chances and generate some stuff most nights. So it doesn't matter who else is with us, whether it's Forsberg or Cunning or who, whatever. And that's kind of, I think, the way that you got to operate as a line. I think you got to talk, and communication is huge. And you know, if you know where each other's going to be, and there's certain things that every team does 3 or 4 things differently systematically, and there's ways to expose different teams on different nights. And I think you just, you know, you got to know. We will obviously watch pre-scout as a team, but then, and the coaches do a good job of, you know, showing us what we need to do. But then after that, it's up to us as players to talk about it and kind of like go into more detail individually on it. So I think that's a trap. We could easily fall into negativity right now. And, you know, waking up this morning, to be honest, I'm pretty negative about the situation. And that's something that, you know, all of us have to flush and get ready for tomorrow. We put it in a place, and, you know, it's good to feel those emotions, because you know, it's not all roses all the time, you know, and, you know, you gotta just manage those things, feel those things, and put them in a place and go forward. So, yeah, it's tough right now. I mean, this is rock bottom in terms of, you know, offensively for us. And, you know, I think the nice thing is we're 5-8, and we've left a lot of offensive production on the table. So if we can figure that out, we'll flip that record pretty quick.
Preds center Matt Duchesne on the line with us, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and Two Rivers Ford. And Matt, as you know, we've talked a lot about it. I mean, just the conversation from John Hines last year, yourself, and other players in the room was about the mentality of the team and how you felt like you've made some strides in that area this year. How do you think that's going from a mentality, which, as you mentioned, things are not going the way you want to on the ice right now? How is the team held up in that area from your vantage point?
Well, I think the first 5-6 games, I loved the way we were playing. I loved the vibe in the locker room. It was very different than last year. And that, you know, that right now it's not as good. I mean, it isn't when you lose. I mean, it doesn't matter how good of a group you have in the locker room. You know, when you lose 3 in a row, you know, 4 of your last 5, you know, it's pretty darn tough to to keep that up. So I think that's where the character comes through, and that's where I think as a group we need to really band together and stick together. And I've seen that. I have seen that, despite, you know, maybe not, you know, being as happy as we were and as, you know, energetic and whatever, I am seeing guys stick together and have each other's backs and through this whole thing, and that'll take us a long way, because, you know, every team goes through adversity, and, you know, hopefully we're getting ours out of the way early this year. And I just see a group of guys that are for each other, and that's important. And the easy thing to do in a situation like this is to put your head down, worry about your own stuff, and forget about the team, and you know, you try and not be on, you know, you try and do things out on the ice and not be on video, rather than trying to do things to help the team win. And I'm not seeing that from guys. I think I'm seeing guys that are, you know, working. We worked hard last night. We didn't get the result. Again, it's, you know, you score one goal, you can't win. But I'm seeing guys that are, you know, showing up and being good leaders and good character guys. And, you know, it doesn't always result in wins. And the sport's very complicated, and the dynamics are very complicated, and it's something that, you know, I'm still even learning about 12 years into my career. So, but I've seen a lot of good things that way, and I believe in our group on and off the ice.
Pred center Matt Duchesne has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and Two Rivers Ford. Matt, appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Good luck tomorrow against Detroit, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Matt Duchesne, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what Duchesne had to say there. Get back into the Preds as well. Take your reaction on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.